The Mushmen, a ska band in from Kalamazoo, plays the cramped basement at Disaster House, an underground concert venue and home to a number of people on Rockford's west side.
I'm Joe Disaster. I live at Disaster House. I'm currently the leaseholder, oddly enough. I do all of our booking and sound, make sure the place doesn't catch fire kind of stuff.
Disaster House might just be the only home in the city putting on a weekly show. Punk, post-punk, ska, folk. Joe Disaster stays this side of the zoning laws by not charging to see the bands. Contributions are voluntary and much needed, from cash to canned goods to extension cords. Joe books the bands much the same way people find out about the shows, word of mouth and through Facebook. He says when he was growing up, there was a place in downtown Rockford where you didn't have to be rich or 21 to see a great band. That's why he wants to keep that opportunity available.
We think that politics and art, you know, should be part of and kind of the voice of the political revolution. And it's always kind of been the voice of youth, you know.
Jesus Correa has played at Disaster House.
I'd play in bands. I'd do stand-up comedy here and there. I started off reading poetry in front of people.
Correa's also a visual artist. He has a knitted piece in the current show, Symbol, Art Inspired by Art, at Courtman Gallery in downtown Rockford. That one has already sold, but it doesn't mean that he gets to quit the day job as a roofer.
I have hope. I guess I just keep working at it, along with anything I do is continuously do it. I guess I don't think about the money, but it comes to me more and more because I've put myself out there for long enough that I'm confident about anything I do kind of pays off now, I think.
Correa says he'd like to see the city invest more in its artists, cut some red tape, convert some empty buildings into studio space, support your local artists, and see what you attract.
It's a sense of making a joy where there was once no joy, and people are attracted to that, and they come, you know, to want to be around that.
Space, time, money. Those are the needs to make art.
Jennifer Langworthy teaches art at Rockford University. She's a Rockford native, too, and has been a part of the art scene since she was a teenager. She'd like to see the city do more to help its artists. She says a lot of people have great ideas and skills, but the realities of life keep them grounded.
There's not a lot of disposable income around, you know, for people to sponsor the arts or to buy art, but there's a lot of creative energy here.
Langworthy says she'd like to see the city sponsor a stipend or scholarship for artists, almost a real-world sabbatical. That would help them spend more time creating. She says that's one way to keep talented young people in Rockford. She says her students aren't buying into the negative national reports about Rockford. They're turning to successful young artists for inspiration, such as Jared Hennis, co-owner of Rockford Art Deli. He's a printmaker and part of the artists' collective, Fatherless. Rockford Art Deli is a print shop, a t-shirt boutique, a gallery, and a performance space. The print shop pays the bills right now.
I know definitely we can move anywhere, and we can do exactly what we're doing and probably double or triple our business. We like the history behind Rockford. We like the people in Rockford. The downtown's such a clean slate to get started and to make it something really awesome. So I think it's more like we want to be a part of it and make it happen versus just giving up and being like, see ya, it's easier somewhere else.
Hennis says the biggest challenge for Rockford artists is selling.
There's a price point that sells in Rockford, and it's not a very high one. So it's, you know, educating, teaching, you know, saying this is why this costs so much. You know, I put 200 hours of fine, you know, hand-drawn detail in here. That's why this piece is $600, which if you actually calculate that out by hours, it's still pennies. You know, it's like sweatshop wages.
Doc Slefkoski is co-owner of J.R. Quartman Center for Design and Gallery. He's the gallerist, the one who chooses who and what goes up on the walls. And he says he's seeing a resurgence in art in Rockford like he hasn't seen for 30 years. His advice to up-and-coming artists?
Get out there and make your work affordable and get it placed, you know, get it placed in people's collections. You know, you're marketing yourself by doing that.
Slefkoski says young artists also need to understand it's important to support their local galleries, too. The more there are, the more successful they are, the better it is for the artists. About halfway between J.R. Quartman and Disaster House is an inconspicuous old brick storefront. follow the hand-drawn audition sign up the stairs.
Very good. All right, let's do it one more time.
Mike Workle is running a few actors through the paces this afternoon. They want a part in the West Side Showroom's next first production. The theater group is about a week old and wants to put on the kind of shows Rockford isn't used to seeing. Vampire Lesbians of Sodom and Sleeping Beauty, or Coma, are scheduled to hit the stage December 19th.
Most of the people who are trained to be artists in this town end up leaving because there isn't an outlet, here like there is in Chicago or New York.
Workle and the group's producer, Liz Newman, recognize a niche that needs filling in Rockford's art community: independent local theater taking on new works. Newman asks for the community's help.
If you see a flyer, if you see something on Facebook, or if you see, if you hear a story, show up. Don't go, oh, I bet that's neat. We have to have people in the door. We have to have people in the seats in order to continue. And that doesn't just apply to us. I think that applies to every group in town that's trying to do something. That's the best thing you can do, show up.
Whether it's theater, music, or visual art, there's a core group of talented people who have decided to invest themselves in their hometown. Doc Slifkowski says they share a vision.
We have a love-hate relationship. Sometimes we hate what it is in some ways, but we love what it can be. And I think we all feel that we can contribute to that and make something happen. And I think we all want to see it. We all want to see something great happen here. And I think the people who stay honestly feel that something great can happen here.
I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.